Welcome to Folk Box and the Voice of Russia with me, Svetlana Yakimenko, welcoming all those who love folk music. How did our ancient ancestors perceive the month of September? That's the topic I suggest we look into and explore today. I think it would be quite curious to find out how people heard autumn, say, 500 years ago. 500 years ago in September, the title of today's Folk Box. Do you know how the ancient Russians called September? Rust, meaning yellow. Could one say it any better? That is the dominating colour for the month in our part of the world. Although, of course, there are also brown and crimson leaves adding to the overall autumn palette of shades, but yellow is definitely the decisive colour. Beautiful. September has a number of other ancient names, one more romantic than the other. For example, rain chimer or zoriva, from the word zaria, meaning dawn. The first, as you can guess, owes the name to the abundant rainfalls in our part of the world during the autumn season, with at times persistent drizzles that carry tiny, resonant raindrops. The other name, due to the September dawns. No matter what the weather might be like, the dawns at this particular time are accompanied by rolling mists and chilly temperatures, with vermilion streaks of colour across the skies when the sun makes a striking entrance in a mysterious haze. No wonder so many songs have been written about this incredibly beautiful sight. Folk art, as is well known, is capable of transforming everything, no matter how mundane and commonplace, into a thing of beauty. Since olden times, they've been gathering the harvest in September, so the ordinary crops like beetroot or peas become the subject of folk inspiration for songs.
Go!
It's no wonder September offers a delightful garland of diverse songs about flax. That's the time of year when it's gathered, processed and spun into linen.
Oye, como es que голубушки мои сестрицы паранюшки.
Аллилуйя, аллилуйя, сестрицы паранюшки, вы придите, посидите у меня.
An ancient Russian saying goes, in September there is but one berry, and that is a bitter one. This is about the rowan berry. This autumn beauty has even merited a special folk feast. It falls on the 8th of September. Of course, Russian folklore has always elegized mushrooms, and who wouldn't? I, for one, am a dedicated mushroom gatherer, quite fanatical about the process, spending long hours roaming the woods around my country cottage in search of them. Russians have always been a mushroom-gathering nation, and since times of old, mushrooms were regularly on the menu in all manner of dishes. Salted, fried, marinated, mushrooms were added to all manner of recipes. A reminder, you're listening to Folk Box, and 500 years ago in September is the title of today's edition. In September, migrating birds began to leave our part of the world, and since times of old, people used the time of their departure to predict what the following year would be like, whether it would bring in a good harvest, a bitter cold or mild winter, an early or late spring. The flocks of cranes were observed with particular attention. If they left early, it did not bode well.
Шучивать со мной, ох, стало загадочки, загадывать и забил. хватива ти, ох, не хватай меня за белое лицо, мое личико разгорчивое, ох, мое личико разгорчивое.
And here's a song that, although not dating back to times of old, is firmly embedded in people's memory. The ducks fly. Actually, far from all of them migrate, and many now settle in Moscow for the winter, caring folk transport them to warmer parts of the city and actually feed them to help them survive our cold winter season. Detail from the demographic sphere. In the Orthodox calendar, September 21st is the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin. On that day, according to folk belief, only girls are born, and devout believers will most certainly name their daughter born on that day Maria. September weather in our areas is very tricky. It might be surprisingly warm, yet it might just as well start snowing. But Russians traditionally hold out for that last bit of warm and balmy weather, Indian summer, bringing just a few weeks of respite before the bleak cold and rains of late autumn set in. September is traditionally rich in a vast array of all manner of beliefs, signs and folk sayings and such like, all connected with the evil dark forces. According to folk beliefs, the evil forces try their utmost to infiltrate the lives of honourable folk at this particular time, due to the great many temptations around. That's when the harvest is gathered, and there's such an abundance of food in the homes.
Ой, ж ви старі, старіки, да у вас бороди сяди.
У вас бороди сяди, да уси маленькі я. Да у вас бороди сяди, да уси маленькі я. Ви не хлопайте усами, шевеліть борода. Да ви не хлопайте усами, шевеліть борода. Шевеліть борода, мої сяди. Веселите, господа, да шевелите, да борода, веселите, господа, господа на вас глядят, веселиться вам веля, да господа на вас глядят, да веселиться вам веля, веселитесь, ребята, веселитесь, молодые, веселитесь, ребята, веселитесь, мажуки, деревенский полород, да не кричива из народа, деревенский полород. Да не кричивай весь народ, не кричивай весь народ, да мой батюшка из ворот, да не кричивай весь народ, да мой батюшка из ворот, мой батюшка из ворот, зовет меня в огород, да мой батюшка, да из ворот, да и зовет меня в огород, зовет меня в огород, чесноку луку полоть, да зовет меня, да в огород, да чесноку луку полоть, чесноку луку полоть, да макуся и нева, да чесноку да луку полоть, да макуся и нева, макуся и нева, да луку зеленого, да макуся и нева, да луку зеленого, у правую руку маку, у левую чесноку, да у правую дорогу маку, да у левую чесноку, у левую чесноку, да сама пойду за реку, да у левую, да чесноку, куда сама пойду за реку. Я за реченьку ходила, и ходить я буду так. Да я за реченьку ходил, и ходить я буду так. Уж ты мила, перемила, да мила ягода моя. Да уж ты мила, да перемила, мила ягода моя. Мила ягода моя, да не садись подле меня. Да мила ягода моя, да не садись подле меня. Не садись возле меня. Да я невеста не твоя, да не садись туда для меня, да я невеста не твоя, я невеста не твоя, да не иду замуж за тебя, да я невеста не твоя, да я не иду замуж за тебя, не иду замуж за тебя, да за вдалого молодца, да не иду замуж за тебя, да и за вдалого молодца, на вдалом на молодце, да пуховую шляпу с пером, да на вдалом, да и на молодце.
So the good folk come out of their homes and assemble to perform rites that ward off the evil horde. For this you need to dress specially. For example, an old sheepskin coat worn inside out will do, or you can exchange outfits with someone. It's also beneficial to chant, all the while, a favourite saying of the wood sprites that goes, walked, found, lost. As far as I can tell, it's something of an antidote against the evil forces. So that's it for the September stories we had lined up for you today, chiefly, as you can see, in pastel shades. But that is what our September is like, with its rains and mists, as it bids farewell to the summer nature and gears up for the incoming inclement cold weather. Years ago in September, a programme in our Folk Box series brought to you by the Voice of Russia.